Nancy, welcome to the program tonight.
This AOC, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Right.
She's very vivacious, very persuasive.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen probably on Facebook the comparison of her to Hitler and Stalin and some of these dictators, how they're all promoting the socialism, but they're conning the people, but the ideas that they have are so dictatorial and taking control away from the people and, you know, everything about socialism, but she's trying to make it out.
Well, and in fact, Nancy,
save the planet, green plan. I can't even believe the ideas that she has doing away with planes and cars.
Yeah. In fact, we're going to talk about that here in just a few minutes.
Oh, good.
You know, when you look at the things that she called for in that, and I heard somebody talking about her on the news the other day, or on a program the other day I was listening to, and they said, you know, she looks so nice and innocent and unthreatening, but under the right circumstances, she would not hesitate to send people off to the camps, to the gulag, to the concentration camps, whatever you want to call it.
I definitely believe that.
I thought about that, and like I said, I'll address this a little bit more here in the program. It might have to go into the second half, but I went to school at Colorado State with people like her that... if they thought it would advance their extreme environmentalist goals, they would send people off to the gas chambers. People I had conversations with when I was at Colorado State in the early 80s, and there are people out there that if they thought that they could get away with it, they would do it. And, you know, what most people don't realize is there's a faction within the environmental movement, and this is worldwide, not just the United States, that believes the world population should be no more than 500 million, with an M, 500 million.
7 billion down to half a billion.
That's a billion.
That's what they want to do. Yeah.
And, you know, you and I are not on the list of designated survivors.
No, we're not.
Yeah, most people listening to me right now are not on that list.
Yeah.
And there's various ways. Abortion is one tool that they're using.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, the banning of DDT for no valid scientific reason, which was saving lives in Africa and other parts of the world, and now is responsible for many people dying who normally would have or who would have been able to live had we not stopped using DDT. You know, that is also a part of the plan. And then
euthanasia, and
that's another part of it. Yes, and but Nancy, I'm quickly running out of time here.
Thank you
on this segment. And thank you for bringing that up. I appreciate that.